Sean.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from Hollywood in the US of A, actually from Terrigal, it's time for Shane A. Bassett's movie review.
This is Sparta!
Shane A. Bassett, good morning, sir.
Hello, mate.
Good morning, Paddy and Rob.
Chilly, eh?
Here we go.
It's a bit chilly, but where I am, I'm got, you know, rugged up and I don't mind at all. I've been watching movies for the last few days, so I'm in a very good mood.
Love your job.
Oh, the greatest job.
Yes.
Shane, how many movies have you seen this year? Because I love asking you this question.
I love how you randomly ask me this and I've never got the exact number, but the last time I counted, because I write everything down that I see, is 217.
200, yeah. And that's without the movies being open.
We're only just past halfway.
I know.
Yeah, without a cinema to help.
Yeah, well, that's the funny thing about it, Rob. I have seen so many extra films, it seems, in the last couple of months because things have been fast-tracked to streaming, and there's several different streaming platforms. So I've just been inundated and sport for choice.
All right, well...
okay, now we're going to give, well, the choice today, Blackwater Abyss.
Let's have a listen.
So this cave...
This thing is unexplored.
The shaft goes way down.
Ready?
See you at the bottom.
What do you reckon?
Let's check it out.
Hey.
What the hell is that?
Geez, Shane, I love the sound of Aussies on film.
Oh, yeah, I love talking about Australian films, no matter what it is, to support the industry. This one, Blackwater Abyss, is about a very large crocodile that actually starts terrorising a group of cave divers during a storm. So they've done some cave diving, everything's okay, a big storm hits, starts filling up with water, they're trapped, and to make it worse, there's a crocodile on the hunt. So pretty basic, but set in Queensland, and Jessica McNamee is the main actress here, and I think she's pretty top quality in whatever she does.
Oh, no, Jess Mac.
Oh, you said that about Wendell Saylor. We put the question to Wendell Saylor. He had no bloody idea who you were.
No. Jess Mac's a great mate of George Avardis, who was on Pack to the Rafters. And we, you know, sat down and had
a coffee one day.
Couple of coffees.
Is this like Sharknado?
No. Thankfully, it's not, Paddy. No, nothing like Sharknado. Although
more like Alligator.
It's not scary either. It's just Alligator, and there's a movie called Rogue about a big crocodile. And I mean, it's kind of been done before, but it's just something different about it. And you're right about Jess Mack. She's one of a kind. I've had a chance to interview her a couple of times, mate. She's cool.
I like her brother Cheesy. Now, how many like that joke?
And Cousin Big.
Oh, sorry.
All right, you guys.
All right, okay. Now, how many stars for Blackwater Abyss?
Blackwater Abyss is at the cinemas. It's exclusive to Metro Lakehaven, and I'll give it it's entertaining. It's a creature feature, 3 out of 5.
3 out of 5. Okay, we'll quickly do this one for Suckhole Palmer. It's a love story.
I got an interview with Roland Pollard.
Oh, my gosh, that is amazing. And it's on campus?
Mm-mm. It's in Manhattan.
We're always talking about going into Manhattan for a special weekend. This is going to be absolutely fantastic.
Later, maybe we could take a carriage ride.
Yeah.
If it doesn't rain. You're by far the most interesting American director.
Since this is your first meaningful assignment, would you like a scoop?
Oh, Rob Palmer's sister. Rainy day in New York. Would you like a scoop of what? Holy jeez, Fanning. What's this one like?
That was Elle Fanning. She's very naive in this, but she's such a great young actress. Her and Timothy Chalamet are a young couple who decide to go on they're students. They go on a weekend away in New York, just a romantic weekend. They set it up, but unfortunately they're separated and both of them go into like one little mishap after another. Look, I found it very funny. There's a galaxy of stars. Selena Gomez, Jude Law, Liev Schreiber is in it. It's just funny. It's a bit quirky and different, but definitely fun, and if you're a romantic like I like to think I am, you'll also enjoy it.
All right, how many stars, Shane?
Again, 3 out of 5 for this. It's a good
3 out of 5.
Yeah. Chalamet is a terrific actor.
Rob will be taking his hand.
Yeah,
that'll be good.
Speaking of Hollywood stars, my daughter Greta, who's 6 years old, was with me the other day. She asked me a question about movie stars and how hard they work, and I thought it'd be best directed to you, Shane. So have a listen to this one.
This is from Greta.
Well, every time they make the movie and, like, act in the movie, do they have to be there every time when the movie starts?
Basically, she reckons every time she goes to the movie, like the theatre, that you get there and they've made the movie. They're working hard. Han Solo would be absolutely buggered, according to her logic.
Well, firstly, hello, Greta. Thank you for the question. You know, some actors are not at the movies when you're at the movies, but they are filmed and they have to do their scenes sometimes once, sometimes twice, depends how good they are.
Thank you very much,
Shane. There you go,
hey,
beautifully surmised.
Thank you so much. Have a good Thursday, and we will catch you same bat time, same bat channel next week, mate, okay?
Thanks, Paddy. Thank you, Rob, and thank Greta for me too, mate.
Good on
will
you,
do,
mate.
Will do, Shane, eh?